after a week of heavy rains and record flooding. Initial estimates for the damage that Florence brought the Carolinas ranked the storm among history's top hurricanes, but far below last year's trio of powerful cyclones. Moody's Analytics estimates the cost of Florence to be between $38 billion and $50 billion, including damage to property, vehicle losses, and lost output. At the upper end of the range, Florence would rank seventh among the biggest storms just after Hurricane Andrew in 1992. The economic week starts Monday with the Chicago Fed National Activity Index and the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Survey. Tuesday, things get rolling with the start of a two-day Fed meeting. Consumer confidence data rolls in, along with earnings reports from Carnival and Nike. The Fed meeting heats up on Wednesday with a policy decision at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. A press conference with Fed Chair Jerome Powell follows at 2:30. The MBA Mortgage Index is also due, as well as weekly crude inventories and new home sales. More retail earnings by way of Bed Bath & Beyond and Pier 1 imports come in as well. Thursday, expect the final GDP reading for the second quarter, pending home sales and international trade data, Accenture and Rite Aid report. The weekend's quietly Friday with the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index and personal income data. More details at WSJ.com or on the WSJ app. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal.